From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, September 12th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Lawmakers and constituents in Brunswick are angry after learning from a newspaper article that the Midcoast Regional Redevelopment Authority knew of deficiencies in fire suppression systems at the Brunswick Executive Airport last year, but failed to disclose them. 14 months later, 51,000 gallons of the toxic foam spilled into the environment. Carol Bousquet has more.
Brunswick lawmakers are calling for the Midcoast Regional Redevelopment Authority to be reorganized to increase oversight and accountability after a report revealing deficiencies in the fire suppression system at the Executive Airport was never disclosed to state and town leaders. Senator Maddie Daughtry says she and her constituents are also frustrated with the lack of communication from MIRA about the spill and its aftermath from Executive Director Christine Logan.
The delegation today is calling for the immediate resignation of Executive Director Christine Logan. From that piece, it says that she is aware of a known danger when she learned from last year's inspection report, yet failed to disclose it in order to protect our region, our environment, and our coastline.
Daughtry says Brunswick town leaders never had a seat on MIRA's board of directors, and it's not clear what chain of command exists at the agency. Daughtry says legislation she will introduce would require municipal representation. She's also calling for the state to do a thorough investigation of MIRA. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Carol Bousquet.
After years of planning, Maine is nearing the construction phase for a new fiber optic infrastructure that's meant to help long underserved parts of the state access broadband. Nicola Grisco has more.
The Maine Connectivity Authority has announced that it's searching for vendors to help design and build a 530-mile fiber optic network through parts of central, northern, and eastern Maine. The project is known as the Maine Online Optical Statewide Enabling Network, or MooseNet. Andrew Butcher, president of the Maine Connectivity Authority, says MooseNet essentially acts as a public fiber optic highway, providing off-ramps that serve as connection points for individual communities.
This is a really key way in which we sustain long-term impact for our connectivity in Maine.
The network will start in the Midcoast and form a ring through central Maine near Skowhegan and Farmington. It will then run in two paths to the Canadian border through Franklin and Somerset counties, head east, connecting the Bangor region and much of Washington County, and end at the Canadian border near Calais. Much of the project will be paid for through a $30 million federal grant. Construction is expected to begin in mid-2025 and take about 2 years to complete. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has reached a settlement with student loan processing company Navient. The company will pay a fine and be barred from servicing federal student loans. As Erwin Gratz reports, it follows years of complaints from student loan recipients from every state.
Under the settlement, Navient is to pay $100 million in restitution and a $20 million fine. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed suit against the company in 2017. The Bureau alleged Navient steered borrowers who might have qualified for income-driven repayment plans into forbearance relationships instead. While that gave borrowers a break from paying, interest continued to accrue, adding to students' debt load. The Bureau said the practice was cheaper and simpler for Navient, but one of several illegal practices that harm student borrowers. The company, which was once part of Sallie Mae, issued a statement saying, "While we do not agree with the CFPB's allegations, this resolution is consistent with our go-forward activities." Federal regulators say the government will send checks to student borrowers who are entitled to restitution under the agreement. Erwin Gratz, Maine Public Radio News.
A new study finds that just over 3% of food sold in Maine comes from local or regional sources. Each Mainer spends, on average, a little over $300 a year on local food. The findings come from the New England Food System Planners Partnership, which envisions that 30% of food consumed in New England is locally or regionally sourced by 2030. The Maine Climate Council set a similar goal for the state. Study author Tanya Swain says there are environmental and economic reasons to build out local food systems in Maine.
The question that we were asking ourselves is, at some point, if we really have to look at what we can produce here because of something that happens in the country or globally, do we have the capacity here? It's important for our reliance as a region to be able to do that. So buying local helps to build that capacity.
Most Mainers buy their food from grocery stores. Swain acknowledged that local fresh food can be more expensive and difficult to access, but she says advocates must make a business case to grocery chains to source more products from local businesses. Acadia Mountain Guides Climbing School is partnering with Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center to offer a new mountain medicine program. The program is the first of its kind on the East Coast and will include courses on wilderness rescue, mountain skills, and emergency medicine. The idea is to bring together the medical and rescue skills in one program, says Acadia Mountain Guides owner John Tierney. The program could be helpful for a range of professionals, including doctors, paramedics, outdoor guides, and safety directors at outdoor organizations, he says. For medical practitioners in particular, Tierney says it's about getting experience in unstable settings outside a hospital.
Where you don't have a team of resources that you can call on, you don't have a respiratory therapist that can take care of the airway, you don't have nurses that can push meds, you know, things like that. You kind of got to do all this. You got to think through what's most important, but meanwhile it's snowing and the wind's blowing.
The program will require more than 200 hours of instruction and will include hands-on experience on mountains in Maine and New Hampshire. Applications for the program open in October. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, French-Canadian food. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.